I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. It's almost the weekend. That means it's time for our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the latest movie releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
Here's a first for the year, and just in time for Valentine's Day. The critics actually like all the major releases this week. Sweet. First up in wide release is Will Smith's new romantic comedy, Hitch, where he plays a famous New York City date doctor who can't even cure his own heart sickness. Eva Mendes and Kevin James also star.
Yes, hello, Miss Cole. Hi, I have Albert Brenneman for you. One moment, please.
They're at lunch.
We called her to tell her you're at lunch.
Allegra. Hi, it's Albert Brenneman.
Hi.
Most of the nation's critics found this comedy predictable, but highly enjoyable. The Los Angeles Times calls it a pure pleasure, and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says Smith carries it off with effortless charm and confidence. USA Today was surprised, after seeing the constant trailers featuring Smith in nearly every scene, to discover that he's just the central player in a full ensemble that includes relatively fresh faces coming through in sizable roles. But the New York Times warns those with cavities that Hitch is soft and sweet as a marshmallow and about as interesting. Next up in limited release is Bride and Prejudice, a new version of Jane Austen's 1813 novel Pride and Prejudice. But this one is set in 21st century India, and it's done as a show-stopping Bollywood musical.
What's happening now? This is great. This is where the girls see the boys and the boys see the girls.
Almost all the critics had a blast with this colorful spectacle. A big, freewheeling hoot of a movie, crows the Chicago Sun-Times. Variety adds it triumphs with its devil-may-care, good-natured fun. The Los Angeles Times says it blends the feel of an American independent film with the musical spectacle of Bollywood, and the result is a movie where we long for the singing and dancing and are not disappointed when it arrives. And Rolling Stone advises, purists who think Austin will be spinning in her grave will be wrong. She'll be dancing. That's nice. Because I heard that of all the 19th century British novelists, Austin was the best dancer. And finally in wide release comes the Disney animated feature, Pooh's Heffalump Movie. No, Heffalump isn't Pooh's new gangsta rap friend. He's a mysterious creature that all the 100-acre wood gang fear, but are in for a big surprise when they all finally meet.
Lumpy lumpity lee, lumpy bumpity bee, lumpy dumpity dee, have a lumpy like me.
Almost across the board, the nation's critics proved to be big softies and loved this latest Pooh installment. The LA Weekly found it amusing and beautifully drawn. Newsday cheers it's the cinematic equivalent of being tucked into bed with a fable and a glass of water. And the St. Paul Pioneer Press says the movie is as comforting and warm as a tummy full of oatmeal. Now I want oatmeal with raisins.
Yuck. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon lives in Los Angeles.